For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The suitcase murderer, Sarah Boone, put her boyfriend into a suitcase when they were playing hide and seek and drinking one night and claims she fell asleep, woke up, he was in the suitcase, he was dead, but of course also mocked him several times while he was in the suitcase, I don't know if she didn't understand the consequences of what could possibly happen here, but there's a lot that she doesn't seem to understand, which we'll get into in a second. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. I need you to put your behavioralist hat on here for this one, because she's gone through, I believe, 8 attorneys now, and all court-appointed. With this, you can't choose your attorney when you're getting court-appointed attorneys, but you run out of them at some point, and the judge has now said, you're going to represent yourself, and that's, I think, up for debate, if that can actually happen. Everyone is entitled, but if you're not allowing someone to represent you, what are you going to do? You can't just keep running the clock out. She's now put this ad out, literally, handwritten ad right here. Inmate seeks attorney. I mean, it looks like a circus poster. Looking for a prosperous challenge? Ready for your close-up on national television? Are you zealous with a side of keen? Show the world who you are with your original creativity. Extraordinary experience, confident integrity. Qualifications must include, and she goes through everything she needs. There's something not right going on here.
Yeah, something not right with her. When I first started taking a look at this one, and Tony, you and I cover a lot of amazing cases, strange cases, unusual cases. This is one of the most crazy. Oh my gosh. So first thing I did was, you look at the volume that she writes. Mm-hmm. To the judge, to others. This is a woman that creates manifestos.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, you could see her being a Ted Kaczynski creating a manifesto.
Yeah, because some of her letters are like 50 some pages long to the court.
Yeah. And when I started seeing that, that's what manifesto ran in my mind. And then there's something mentally I think is unhealthy. Again, not being a licensed psychologist or clinician or anything like that, and observing from third party, but you know, we have death involved here, and running through 8 defense attorneys, you know, says what? Well, she's got massive control issues. The fact that her boyfriend died in a suitcase where he's being controlled, says we have massive control issues. And I think representing herself is the only thing that she would probably allow, even though she's feigning putting this out there. Who would she really allow to represent herself? Because no one's going to do it as good as she could do it, her own self, in her own mind. But you know, she recorded it. And then you look, who is this poor guy that said, okay, zip me up in a suitcase?
Yeah, I think there's questions there. I'm guessing both are not the healthiest of individuals, or were not the healthiest of
and
individuals.
Definitely not victim blaming, but
no.
Dude, don't get in that suitcase.
No, to think that this is going to end well with someone like that. Let's take a look.
Crazy.
This is, this is kind of disturbing footage. This is a video that she took of him in the suitcase. Let's take a look.
For everything you've done to me.
Sarah.
For everything you've done to me.
Sarah.
F*** you.
Sarah.
Fuck you.
Sarah.
Stupid.
Sarah.
That's my name. Don't wear it up.
Sarah. I can't breathe, babe. Sarah, is he?
Yeah, that's when you choke me.
Sarah.
Yeah, I mean, it's disturbing, but clearly she's in her own world.
So once again, let's drink more. It'll go better.
Because alcohol makes everything go better. That
how many times you see this as well?
Yeah, you have the great quote of no one ever says, if I just drank a little bit more, things would have gone
so much better.
Yeah, never true. Never a true story.
Never true. And here's another case of it. Both of them.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, well, here's why no one's going to take the case either. How do you defend that?
You don't. You can't. I mean, it should
be. I put him in a suitcase and he died, and I got it on video and I recorded it.
Yeah. No.
Like, she recorded her own confession.
It takes no responsibility. This is some video here of her interrogation and you know, thinking she, you know, is justified in this. And her reaction is really, I think, interesting. When she gets back into the corner with facts, she can't handle it. And that's called a narcissistic wound. Basically, it's like kryptonite, and people will react differently, but when you're a narcissist, this is what you get. Let's take a look.
And you also, in the video, you can't see any holes. There's nowhere in that where the zipper separates and you can see a hole. If there's a hole, he's pushing on it, begging you to get out. We should probably see that hole.
He essentially would have been able to get out.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Based off what you're telling us, he should have been able to get out. Okay. But the video shows him attempting to get out, begging to get out, and he can't. So that's just what we're trying to figure out. I don't know if maybe you had too much to drink, you zipped it up all the way, and then, you know.
I did not zip it up all the way.
Okay, well,
I did not zip it up all the way. This is horrific, okay? Horrific.
It is terrible.
Yeah,
horrific. I don't think I'll ever be right because of this. Ever be right. I didn't mean to leave him there. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You got up and walked away. How is that not intentionally leaving him there?
Because I'm looking at the hole knowing that it's there. He'll get out no harm. Because you don't.
And then he doesn't.
But
you don't go check on him. You say you're up for 30 minutes and he doesn't come up. You don't go down and check on him?
I'm in the bed.
You even move.
And so
I mean, you admit to moving the suitcase, yep. Like over. So
you roll it.
You roll it over. Like, it's not like.
I didn't want him to be like that. Don't.
You didn't want him to be upside down? How do you even get upside down?
Right. You guys are killing me right now. I promise you, on my son's life, it was not intentional. I promise you, on Lucas's life, it was not intentional.
I don't know you. I can't say I know anything about you. I don't know what would be a true statement, what would not. I mean, if you're promising on your son's life, that's fine.
That's how much it means.
Sorry.
That's how much it look. That's how much it means.
Okay.
What about her? What's your reaction to that?
So it's not intentional. You still killed him.
You did. Not intentional. You put him in the suitcase and you left.
Yeah. Yeah. So you still killed him.
Yeah.
You know, your drunkenness, your rage, your anger, your control, you killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, she's defensive. Here's some projection and conjecture. I don't think if she hadn't been drinking, she would have killed him.
Yeah. No, I think you're right.
I think she passed out
mm-hmm.
and let him die.
Yeah.
You know, but she killed him.
Yep.
And you know, how many stinking cases do we keep seeing that where people are dying because they got stupid with alcohol?
A lot.
You know, we got a lot of unhealthy behaviors. Now, granted, I think she's an unhealthy person. She does unhealthy things in life. You know, people seem to flee her, including 8 defense attorneys that are trying to help her.
Yes.
You know, and so she finally gets this guy in her life for a couple years he's been around, and she unintentionally, because she's in a drunken stupor, kills him.
Mm-hmm.
Still killed him.
Still killed him. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's the reality.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.